women have a lump on the side of their breast or something. Nobody ever did anything about it. Just seemed like, you know, and it's just amazing how, you know, basically how far we've come. But unfortunately, we have this problem.
You know? So we're busier. The treatment centers are busier, but the survivors, the numbers are going up like crazy. So,
in the last 30 seconds we have, why don't you give the phone number again to reach out to you?
Sure. It's 908-237-6040.
And Barbara Surhoff is the therapist.
Physical therapist
for oncology at the medical center. And I wish you all the luck.
Thank you very much.
And, you know, truthfully, I wish there wasn't a need for you because then we wouldn't have cancer. But unfortunately, that's not the case.
No.
But, you know, and I appreciate the work you do because it helps a lot of people.
Okay. And thank you, Larry, for letting me come in.
And we'll be again here next week, same time, same station. So listen carefully. We'll see you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by...
President Trump announced today that he is reimposing U.S. sanctions on Iran that had been lifted as part of the Iran nuclear deal. The sanctions hope to put some financial pressure on Iran. Congressman Tom Reed of New York says the sanctions are the right thing to do.
Sends a message to the rest of the world. Who are you going to stand with? Are you going to stand with us as America, as the United States of America that has brought so much peace and prosperity to the world? Are you going to, or are you going to stand with extremists in Iran who want to commit mischief and destabilize the entire world?
Today is day four in federal court for the former Trump campaign manager, Paul Manafort. Manafort is being charged with bank and tax fraud. Rick Gates is Manafort's former business partner. He is expected to testify sometime today. Gates already did plead guilty to lying to investigators in special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia election meddling probe. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
A new study ranks the best and worst places in the country for health care. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
WalletHub says it looked at 40 measures of health care quality, including cost, accessibility, and outcome. They say the overall goal was to determine where Americans get the best service at the best prices. The top finishers, state by state, Vermont, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire. So, essentially, they have the best health care overall, while at the bottom of the list come Alaska, Mississippi, and Louisiana. If you're not in one of those states and you want to find out where yours falls on the list, visit WalletHub.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, a possible shark sighting in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, sent many folks into a tizzy, yelling, shark, shark. Meanwhile, other eyewitnesses said by the time they turned around to look at all the commotion, whatever was in the water was gone. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Deputies raided a compound in rural New Mexico and have arrested two men and taken 11 children into protective custody for their own health and safety. That's according to the sheriff out there. Ryan Moreau is a national security analyst with Clarion Project. He believes there's a lot more to this story than what you're being told.
Right, so this is really an amazing story. So I have Muslim sources inside of a community that knew about what was going on, where a child had gone missing. The father was accused of abducting the child, and the accused kidnapper is the son of a radical imam in Brooklyn. We don't know that the imam was involved, but that's how I learned about it. And then it turns out, where did he flee to, believed to be with that child that he kidnapped, meaning his son that he abducted, ends up being near the New Mexico-Colorado border and this very remote area with lots of guns with his friend. And now we know that there are 11 kids there, three women. And when I talked to law enforcement sources close to the investigation, they said this is basically a 10-acre compound terrorist training camp with Islamic extremist ties. They said it definitively to me, and they indicated that they believe that this is part of some broader radical Islamic movement. They wouldn't say what group or movement they think is part of, but they made it pretty clear to me, not just a couple of guys hiding out.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Trinkle, I'm in the studio here at Houghton Hutterton. I thought I had one guest, and then I thought I had two, and now I don't think I have any. So I am a mess today, and over the last few days, I've been a little bit of a mess. So I wanted to do a quote about being a mess, and while I was looking for one that was more of what I wanted to say, I found this other quote by David Eddings. And it says this: all social workers want is to get everyone involved in a program, because a program provides full employment for three generations of social workers, and they mess up. So I thought that was such an interesting quote, because we're going to talk a little bit today about empowerment and about some of the violence that's been going on in our country, and also how we have these systems that are built out, but in many cases are indeed failing. And what are we going to do about that? But first, we have to get to the weather. So what's going on today? It's a perfect summer day, a great beach day for sure. We're looking at a heat advisory. Right now, we have 93 degrees out. And this is the type of weather that we say here at Houghton Hunterdon to go check your neighbor. If you have a disabled or elderly neighbor, to go visit with them, to make sure people are drinking and are hydrated. If you're doing any extreme exercise, to try to leave that to the beginning of the day or the very end of the day, and to, you know, be aware that it puts the heat, just like the cold, puts extreme pressure on your body. So we have to really assess how we feel, make sure that we drink enough, and also that we are paying attention to our body and what it's telling us. It may tell us to rest, get more water, sweating profusely, all those kinds of things can be the heat, or certainly medical conditions. It's very difficult if you take different medications to make sure that you have enough water. It can be very difficult to manage your own medication. And then in the heat, we all get a little forgetful. I think the heat has really gotten to me in the last few days. And I love the heat. I love being outside in this weather. I love walking out and you take a breath, and there's nothing but that hot, humid air. It reminds us why we live somewhere where there are four seasons. So we're looking at a chance of some isolated thunderstorms. As always, when we have very hot days, we have a heat index value that may be as high as 101 today. It gives us a 20% chance of some isolated thunderstorms. Just be careful about that. We will have some patchy fog roll in around 1 a.m. Hopefully we're all sleeping then or resting. And we're looking at a low this evening around 69. Very calm winds, nothing to worry about. Tomorrow we have patchy fog when we wake up. We have a chance of thunderstorms, and we have another high in the 90s, just 91. So it's just going to crest 90. And we're going to have a little bit of a southwest winds, nothing major, but it will give us a little bit of relief. And then we have a 30% chance of precipitation. So it's not going to be much, but you may have a thunderstorm that rolls in. Tuesday night, we're looking again at a chance of thunderstorms. Our low is just barely dipping into the 70s, so it looks like around 72 is the forecast. And on Wednesday evening, we have some more thunderstorms. Thursday is another great beach day. We have a high of 86, and then we do get into the 60s Thursday evening. And Friday, we have a high near 87. It's going to be sunny, a beautiful beach day. And Friday night, we have partly cloudy skies with a low of 66. So any day this week, you can definitely get over to the beach. They're all great beach weather days. We're in the days of August, so this is the weather that we kind of expect. We're going to do a commercial, and then we'll be back here in the studio.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Okay, and we're back in the studio, and the first thing I wanted to talk about is some significant violence that has been happening across our country. And I wanted to draw your attention to something that hasn't even been on the news today, at least the news sources that I generally look for around the country. And there were 75 people that were shot in one weekend, one of the most violent weekends of the year in Chicago. It's a seven-hour period early Sunday morning when 41 people were shot. So I want to make sure everyone understands I'm talking about Chicago, I'm talking about this weekend, and I'm talking about gun violence. 75 people shot in one weekend with 41 people shot in a seven-hour period early Sunday morning. So between 3 p.m. on Friday and 6 a.m. Monday morning, 12 people were killed and 63 were wounded. Their ages spanned from just 11 years old to 62 years old. And most of these shootings were on the south and west sides of Chicago. So I'm not talking about a different country. I'm not talking about anything other than the United States here in Chicago this weekend that just passed. As of Friday, at least 1,700 people have been shot in the city this year. And I may remind you that we are just in August. And that is actually fewer than the last 2 years at this time when violence hit record levels in the city. There have been at least 300 homicides. And this is all according to the Chicago Tribune data. I wanted to make sure that I got a local Chicago paper on this. So six of the shootings this weekend injured four or more people in a single attack, racking 31 victims early Sunday. It is saying that these number of shootings are attracting some media attention, and I would like to think that it will. The police chief, whose name is Fred Waller, blame this threat of violence, this recent bit of violence and future threats of violence on gang members. They were shooting into summer crowds at night. So according to the police chief, the gangs were taking advantage of mass individuals in one area and proceeded to shoot into the summer crowds at night. They targeted large groups at a block party, a funeral, and other outdoor gatherings. The largest attack wounded 8 people on the south side, including a 14-year-old girl and 2 17-year-old girls. 2 17-year-olds shot in separate incidents were the weekend's youngest homicide victims. So again, in less than 7 hours, 40 people were shot, 4 fatally. So I feel that we definitely want to take a look at this story and learn a little bit more how this can be acceptable. Remember, the article states that this is not the most violent number of shootings year to date if we compare this year's shootings to the last 2 years. So that is something we're going to look into, some of the figures, and talk about that a little bit more this year. And certainly today on this show, we're going to do a commercial break, and then we'll be back here in the studio.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we're back here in the studio to talk today about some of the violence that is happening in Chicago and across the country with the record number of shootings and violence over the weekend. I felt we really needed to delve into this a little bit today and to talk about youth violence. If you want to call in, the number here in the studio is 908-237-0410. So the Chicago Tribune crime team tracks shooting victims in Chicago. So I was able to get some information for the shootings. I was concerned when I was reading the information over the weekend, and it said that if they're tracking year to date, the shooting, even with this very violent weekend, the numbers were still lower than past years. So I wanted to be certain that we looked at those numbers to be fair. I have 2012 up through 2018. So it's true. There are less shootings that occurred so far in 2018 than the last 2 years. But they are higher than the 2014-2015 crime numbers. And also, in fact, there are 2016 and 2017 were high spikes, but 2012 was much lower than the 2018 numbers. So saying that it's less than the last 2 years is really not good enough. And then if we go back to 2012 and we look at 5 full years of homicide data, and this is only homicide. These are not shooting incident numbers. These are homicide numbers I'm providing. In 2012, 1,539 people are included in this homicide data. In 2013, there were 1,333 homicide. And this, again, is for Chicago. In 2014, the number of homicides was 1,501. In 2015, the number of homicides was 1,675. Now we have 2 years of a spike. In 2016, there was 2,503 homicides in Chicago. And then in 2017, there were 2,265 homicides. So when we say that the 2018 numbers are less, if we tracked out how many homicides per year based on the last 2 years, yes, the numbers are lower. There's 1,785 right now, but that does not make it acceptable, of course. And also, if we look at the last 5 years, 1,539 homicides was the number for 2012, which means that it is 500 homicides over that number. So the Chicago Tribune did a very detailed graph that I'm going to put on our Facebook page at Hot and Hunterdon. And it says that homicides tend to peak in the summer months, on the weekend, and during the evening and night. So it looks like that is statistically relevant here, because the summer months that we just were in the middle of, and it looks like after 12 a.m. is when there were hundreds of shootings. And Sunday, between Saturday night to Sunday, really was the most shootings, not Sunday into Monday. Saturday night into Sunday, in some cases, there were 600 homicides. So shooting victims are most concentrated, according to this report, in the south and west sides. And they did some crime mapping numbers here to show this. This is just unbelievable when you think about all of these homicides. And there's a story, I have to give the Chicago Tribune credit, because there's a story for each one of these shootings, it looks like, which is wonderful that they've been tracking the shooting victims. And they actually, the Chicago Tribune has a crime team that is able to follow some of this information. So it is really devastating to see that many homicides in one area in the United States over one weekend. It is something all of our community should be looking at and trying to figure out how we can stop this. We're going to do a little music and then we'll be back. Something up, baby. But you don't tell me why.
Walk on by, you don't say a word. Talk to me, baby. Talk to me, baby. What haven't I heard? Can I know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why I call you blue.
I think that song speaks to our mood today, hearing about all of these shootings. They're just too many. And we did want to look up another Chicago paper. It's best to get the news from Chicago, where they're covering this gun violence over the weekend and throughout the year. So here they have 3 people were shot Friday evening, 14 were shot Saturday, 48 were shot Sunday, and 6 were shot early Monday, capping off the weekend, which began 5 p.m. on Friday, and their figures of their homicides ended 5 a.m. Monday. So the violence reached a peak Sunday when 30 people were shot during a 3-hour span between midnight and 3 a.m. 8 shooting incidents that morning had 3 or more victims, and a single shooting wounded 8 people, including 4 teenage girls as they stood in a courtyard. This is just completely unacceptable. They said that the crowds at the hospital were so great for the shooting victims that they couldn't allow visitors to even enter the hospital. They had to wait outside the hospital because the number of trauma patients at Stroger Hospital was so large, they couldn't also accommodate visitors. And they said that late Sunday, a shooting was witnessed by several families in a laundromat in a park on the southwest side, and a 19-year-old man was walking to a gas station when he was approached by someone who pulled out a gun and opened fire. So we are talking homicides that are gun violence. One person, a 43-year-old, was washing clothes with his grandmother, and he witnessed a shooting, and then the wounded man took cover near an SUV and then ran away as the sound of police sirens could be heard. So 12 people were in the laundromat at the time of the shooting and hiding from all of the shots outside. This is Chicago this weekend, the number of homicides. So we're going to continue to cover that here today, along with some other information about gun violence. We do have to pause for our news break, and I am interested to know if our news source is covering the gun violence that occurred in Chicago. I think that some of the local leaders are hoping and unfortunate that it takes so many people to be shot in one weekend for the country to look at the mass violence that's happening there the last several years, certainly the last 5 years. So we'll do the news and then we'll be back.
USA Radio News.
President Trump announced today that he is reimposing U.S. sanctions on Iran that had been lifted as part of the Iran nuclear deal. The sanctions hope to put some financial pressure on Iran. Congressman Tom Reed of New York says the sanctions are the right thing to do.
Sends a message to the rest of the world. Who are you going to stand with? Are you going to stand with us as America, as the United States of America that has brought so much peace and prosperity to the world? Are you going to, or are you going to stand with extremists in Iran who want to commit mischief and destabilize the entire world?
Today is day 4 in federal court for the former Trump campaign manager, Paul Manafort. Manafort is being charged with bank and tax fraud. Rick Gates is Manafort's former business partner. He is expected to testify sometime today. Gates already did plead guilty to lying to investigators in special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia election meddling probe. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
A new study ranks the best and worst places in the country for health care. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
WalletHub says it looked at 40 measures of health care quality, including cost, accessibility, and outcome. They say the overall goal was to determine where Americans get the best service at the best prices. The top finishers, state by state, Vermont, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire. So, essentially, they have the best health care overall, while at the bottom of the list come Alaska, Mississippi, and Louisiana. If you're not in one of those states and you want to find out where yours falls on the list, visit WalletHub.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, a possible shark sighting in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, sent many folks into a tizzy, yelling, shark, shark. Meanwhile, other eyewitnesses said by the time they turned around to look at all the commotion, whatever was in the water was gone. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Deputies raided a compound in rural New Mexico and have arrested two men and taken 11 children into protective custody for their own health and safety. That's according to the sheriff out there. Ryan Moreau is a national security analyst with Clarion Project. He believes there's a lot more to this story than what you're being told.
Right, so this is really an amazing story. So I have Muslim sources inside of a community that knew about what was going on, where a child had gone missing. The father was accused of abducting the child, and the accused kidnapper is the son of a radical imam in Brooklyn. We don't know that the imam was involved, but that's how I learned about it. And then it turns out, where did he flee to, believed to be with that child that he kidnapped, meaning his son that he abducted, ends up being near the New Mexico-Colorado border and this very remote area with lots of guns with his friend. And now we know that there are 11 kids there, three women. And when I talked to law enforcement sources close to the investigation, they said this is basically a 10-acre compound terrorist training camp with Islamic extremist ties. They said it definitively to me, and they indicated that they believe that this is part of some broader radical Islamic movement. They wouldn't say what group or movement they think is part of, but they made it pretty clear to me, not just a couple of guys hiding out.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
All right, we're back in the studio. It doesn't seem like there was a lot of coverage about the Chicago shootings. Was able to find a press conference from the mayor, and we'll try to play that now.
We have a heavy heart. Our souls are burdened. What happened this weekend did not happen in every neighborhood in Chicago, but it is unacceptable to happen in any neighborhood of Chicago. We are a better city. You can talk about the weather. But the weather didn't pull the trigger. And you can talk about jobs and they count. But in parts of the city where there aren't jobs, people did not pull the trigger. There are values. There are too many guns on the street. Too many people with criminal records on the street. And there is a shortage of values about what is right, what is wrong, what is acceptable, what is condoned, and what is condemned. All of us know that this is not Chicago, what we saw. Therefore, all of us who love this city and call it home have a responsibility to heal our neighborhoods.
And that was the Chicago mayor talking about the shootings over the weekend and the violence, and not making excuses, wanting there to be help in holding repeat gun offenders accountable after this many shootings. Again, 12 people were killed in shootings and at least 54 others were injured. The numbers that we provided earlier in the show were only the homicide numbers. And as the mayor said, it is hot. We could talk about the weather, but the weather, we do see some spike in crime numbers in summer months, but that is not an excuse. And it is not, you cannot place the blame on temperatures. The mayor wants to make sure that it's not the weather that pulled the trigger. It's not because it was hot out that all of these people were shot. He mentions that there's too many guns on the street and too many people with criminal records on the street. And he feels there's a shortage of values about what is acceptable. And he wants the country to know, and the world perhaps, that Chicago this weekend, that is not a typical Chicago. Many people call Chicago home, and he is calling on those people to heal the neighborhoods. What we heard from the police chief, I mentioned at the top of the hour some information, and the Chicago Police Department superintendent, you know, certainly said that there have been no arrests in connection to the shootings. They were largely contained in four districts in the south and west sides of the city. And I'm hopeful that we'll see some arrests come out in the next few days. The superintendent, I want to make sure I have his correct title here. All right, that's our mayor, and then this is our, you know, superintendent, the police department superintendent. And his name is Eddie Johnson. So he hopefully will be providing some additional information about some arrests in the future. And he stated it's the same people who are pulling the triggers in some of these communities. Stated that police have some really good leads on quite a few of the suspects. But again, we're in four districts, so it wasn't widespread, although to me, four districts is widespread. I know Chicago's a large city. And he's saying it's not a widespread issue, but I have to say that when you have that many citizens that are victims of homicide, it is. And he indicates it's a small subset of individuals who think they can play by their own rules. Well, they may be a small subset, but they are certainly changing the landscape for all the people that live in Chicago. So he's saying the city isn't on fire, but I tend to disagree. When there are that many homicides, we really have to have a transformation and say it's not acceptable. It doesn't matter if it is a small subset or not. That kind of behavior cannot be tolerated, cannot be holding people hostage where they don't feel they can even be out in their own neighborhoods. So I hope that there are some very, very quick arrests, very quick but very competent arrests, and I hope that people all over say that that number of shootings and that much violence is absolutely, positively unacceptable. So we have a little music, and then we'll be back to talk a little bit more about this on this hour at Hot and Hunterton.
You're not the same.
warrior back here in the studio. We needed a warrior with the number of shootings and the Chicago superintendent of police pointing out to the subset of gang violence in Chicago and the murders in Chicago and the homicides certainly are incredibly, incredibly high. And they are attributing a lot of the shootings to gang violence. So they say that in Chicago, and I'm looking at something that was Don't Shoot, I Want to Grow Up. It was a special on the murders in Chicago. And I'm not sure. This looks like Hidden America did a special segment on this. This is not that recent, but it's still relevant. It's a few years old, but certainly still relevant as we saw the numbers continue to rise. Gang members were responsible for 61% of all homicides in 2011, which was even more than 2010, which saw gang members responsible for 58.7% of all homicides in Chicago. Now, remember, we're just talking about Chicago. It's a major city. And unfortunately, a very, very violent weekend that they are initially saying is based on a lot of gang violence. It's the murder rate in Chicago is about four times higher than New York City and 2.5 times higher than Los Angeles. So we have Chicago's population is 3 times smaller than that of New York City and twice as small as Los Angeles' population. So is really, it's a very, very sad topic to be thinking about how many shootings and homicides there were over the weekend. All of these people whose lives are over because of shooting incidents that are probably mostly gang-related. If we look at our historic statistics, gangs being responsible in some years for 60% of the homicides in the entire city. And why do we have so much gang activity? It says, according to this Hidden America report, it says in Chicago, black males between the ages of 17 and 25 with prior arrest history are most likely to be murder victims and to be accused of murder. There is a 40% increase in gang activity nationally from 2009 to 2011. And more people are killed in Chicago than U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. This is, again, ABC News special here, and you can watch the whole episode called Hidden America, Don't Shoot, I Want to Grow Up. So these are some very startling statistics and some very difficult and troubling numbers on the number of shootings and gang violence. I owe another commercial, but I will be back here in the studio to talk about this.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we're back in the studio, and I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, on Hot in Hunterdon, on this very hot day, on a very hot topic, both in terms of timing, talking about the gun violence, the shooting, and the homicides in Chicago over the week, with record number of homicides. Talking about the topic of our number of males between 18 and 24 who are murdered, and in the case in Chicago, the ABC News information, most likely to be a victim of homicide or be accused of homicide. So we want to look at Chicago and say it's not acceptable. We don't find it acceptable to say it's a subset of the population, that the shootings are done at, looks like statistically from the information we found from gang members, that does not make it acceptable or not say that the entire city is not at risk for gun violence. So certainly I'm looking at some information now. It comes from the crime statistics from the Chicago Police Department. So it was officially released from the Chicago Police Department. And we went back to 2011, this information. There were number of deaths from shootings were almost 84%. Stabbings were just 6.7, assaults 6.5. It's the homicides that we wanted to highlight a little bit. And I wanted to mention that 97% of all the homicides in that year were from handguns, and 77% of all the homicide victims had a prior arrest history, and 90% of the victims were male. So in looking at this and in looking at several reports that were provided and in looking at these crime reports, they took the 2010 census numbers, and I guess that was the year that was most closely related to the official information that was released by the Chicago Police Department and their information. So it's really some very troubling statistics, and want to try to understand what is in place to stop these mass shootings and the violence and the gang activity. So many gang activities in Chicago. Try to understand why and what we're doing about it, not just in Chicago, but across the country. And I do appreciate the mayor's comments at the press conference earlier today, saying we can talk about the weather, but it's not about the weather. It's about the number of shootings, the guns that are out on the street, the number of individuals involved with gangs, and the number of homicides that are attributed to gang activity. And we have to stop it. So our thoughts are with Chicago today as we look at some other information on juvenile justice and what is happening to our teens, that they're becoming homicide victims in Chicago and in other cities, and what we can do about this. Thanks for joining us today at Hot and Hunterdon, and we'll be back next Monday with another hot topic.